Brethren and Sisters, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 20th, 1903. Dear brethren and sisters, it is not work that kills, it is worry. The only way to avoid worry is to take every trouble to Christ. Let us not look on the dark side. Let us cultivate cheerfulness of spirit. I have much to make me sad at heart, but I try not to speak discouragingly, because someone who hears my words may be sad at heart, and I must not do anything to increase their sadness. Some are addressed in these words, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." Isaiah 40, verse 27, 28. We are to keep our minds stayed upon the Lord. We must eat of the food that he has provided for the soul, his holy word, which is filled with spiritual life. The promises of this word will be fulfilled to us if we will practice its teachings. The Lord has a heaven full of blessings prepared for us. Often we grieve the Holy Spirit by unbelief, by encouraging distrust. In him is no darkness at all. Let us face the light. Let us talk faith and hope. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways our ways. We have no time to speak discouraging words. The law of kindness is to be on our lips. We cannot afford to please Satan by speaking words of fault-finding and envy. When love for God burns on the altar of the soul, the words spoken will glorify God.